Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The quota system and the waiting game. The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, in consultation with each country, decides upon the number of individuals to allow from that country for Hajj each year. It is determined taking into account the total capacity of the pilgrimage sites and the percentage of Muslims in each country. In recent years, the quota has been significantly reduced as a result of the massive expansion and construction projects in and around the Holy Lands. The number of visas for foreign Muslims was halved and the local quota was cut by 20%. In Indonesia, Indonesia has, in recent years, led calls for an increase in the allocation of places for the Hajj. Indonesia, the world's most populous Muslim nation, wants extra places to cut the waiting list for pilgrims who currently face a minimum of 20 years of waiting to visit the Holy Lands. The country's Minister of Religious Affairs, Luqman Hakim, has proposed a solution whereby countries trade allocations, similar to the way nations trade greenhouse gas emission quotas under the Kyoto Agreement. As the recipient of the largest quota, Indonesia, with a population of 253 million people, sends around 200,000 pilgrims to Mecca and Medina every year for the Hajj. Each pilgrim must pay a deposit of around $2,500. There are currently more than 2 million Indonesians on the waiting list. Last year, Indonesian banks held $914 million in Hajj deposits. Minister Luqman Hakim believes that a larger quota would alleviate many of the problems Hujjaj face due to their age and the relatively grueling nature of the trip for the infirm. Indonesian bank employee Muhammad Nazul, 43, has been told he will wait 17 years before visiting Mecca for Hajj. He and his wife registered in 2013, paying a $4,000 deposit. He is certain that after now having paid half of the amount, he will be able to pay off the rest before leaving in 15 years' time. As well as requesting further allocations in the quota, Indonesia has taken domestic measures to shorten the waiting list. Its Religious Affairs Minister, Luqman Hakim, continues to call upon the Indonesian Ulama Council to ban repeat Hajj visits. In Malaysia, the quota for Malaysian pilgrims sits at 22,230. This quota has been in place since 2013. A great number of Malaysians who placed their name on the list this year, 2015, will in all likelihood only get to perform the Hajj by 2075. In Singapore, an advanced Hajj registration system is in place. It is based on a first-come, first-served basis, very similar to the South African system, but it is a system that has been implemented for close on to 20 years. Regarding the quota system, Singapore's official Hajj quota is 680, based on 0.1% of their Muslim population. Since 2013, for those who wish to perform Hajj again, meaning a second, third or fourth Hajj, there will be a timeout period of 10 years before they were even allowed to register for another Hajj. This is according to MUIS, Majlis Ugama Islam Singapura. Join us then in the next installment of the series to learn more about the quota system in other countries in the Southeast Asian region and discover how they work towards the pilgrimage of a lifetime.
فَلَمَّا دَعَوْهُ كَانَ أَقْرَبَ مِنْهُمُ